Fear is engulfing the Nairobi area with good reason. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An extremist attack has turned lives upside down in Kenya. We'll bring in a few details on how you can be praying. And we have one last look at a Christmas story that didn't end with December 26th. We'll end today's broadcast on an up note. But first, let's talk about what happened in Nairobi, Kenya, where an upscale hotel was attacked yesterday around 3 p.m. local time. It happened in the city's expat district, and the culprits, the infamous terrorist organization from Somalia, Al-Shabaab. Sharing more on what happened is Door International's Director of Consulting Services, Shadrach Kukui.
The colleagues told me that there was a huge blast and that there has been heard gunshots from the same area. And that generally people are scared, and there's a lot of fear that is engulfing the whole Nairobi region right now.
It's been a deadly attack, and the story continues to unfold. But Nairobi isn't new to attacks from Al-Shabaab. In 2013, the extremist group laid siege to Nairobi's Westgate Mall. That nightmarish event left deep wounds and scars that have been reopened with this latest attack.
Be praying for the people who are right now stuck in that situation. Some of them have been rushed to hospital. A few people have been confirmed dead, and so we could be praying for their families and friends. But also we could just pray for Kenya, that we could have peace, that the Lord would protect the nation.
Next, 1 in 12 Christians worldwide faces religious persecution, and there are few signs of this decreasing. Open Doors today released its World Watch List, which ranks countries where the persecution of Christians is most severe. Dr. David Curry sums it up this way.
We see this incredible growth in governments passing laws and rules and using regulations to restrict the free practice of Christian faith.
There were disturbing revelations for the world's two most populous countries, India and China. Now, both saw a dramatic rise in the persecution against Christians, but India rounds out the top 10. Why? The government heavily favors Hindu nationalism. There are several new anti-conversion laws on the books, plus...
Even more dangerous is the fact that the government is creating an environment where mob violence against Christians is acceptable.
The good news, the church under fire is also awake and vibrant.
That's also why they're threatening to totalitarian governments and dictators and radical Islamic groups, because people want to silence them.
So what now? The takeaway, says Curry, is that God is revealed through stories like these. Talk about them, advocate, and
go through the list and look and say, is there a country here that God has been laying on my heart? Go through the list and pray. And we do have a prayer app.
I've included the link at the web story at missionnews.org. And Christmas might only be a memory now for you, but it's still fresh on the minds of hundreds of kids in northern Haiti. Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love says staff celebrate Christ's birth with a different group of kids each year. And this year,
they did the food preparation at the headquarters and loaded everything in the back of the pickup truck, and everything was taken out to a school in the countryside where we had 500 kids. These were all children that had never experienced anything like this before. Everybody got a full meal, the full gospel, toys, and new clothes. Everything that they get is brand new to celebrate Messiah's birth.
Yes, it looked like a typical Christmas party in the sense that everybody got food and presents, but it wasn't the main focus.
This is a big birthday party for Jesus, and they are all made very much aware of his gift to us. That's the main thing that you want them to go away with. And the tangible gifts are simply their memories of that day.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.